Hey, welcome back to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy. Today I want to take you to Mark chapter 14. We're going to be looking at verses 6 to verse 9. And this is the story of a woman kind of bursting in the middle of a time that Jesus was having with his disciples and different people that had gathered around. And all of a sudden, while he's eating, this woman comes in and begins to anoint him with a jar of expensive perfume. She starts to pour it on his feet, and she's weeping and crying. The people around her start to push her away. They start to, you know, criticize her. And instead of being commended for what she did by the people nearby, she really got in a lot of trouble for it. And yet Jesus responds in verse 6 to 9, and he says, "Leave her alone. Why berate her for doing such a good thing to me? You'll always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to. But I will not be with you here much longer. She's done what she could, and she has anointed my body for burial ahead of time. And I assure you, wherever the good news is preached, this woman's deed will be talked about in her memory." And true enough, you know, today we're still talking about this amazing act that this lady performed for Jesus. And when everyone else is against her, Jesus steps up and starts to commend her for acknowledging him and recognizing him as the most important person in her life. This lady had the guts to enter into someone else's home, walk into the presence of a group of men, which was unheard of in that day for a woman, especially of her standing. And they didn't think highly of her, and yet she barged right in and anointed Jesus because to her, he was worth it. She was literally announcing to everyone what she thought about Jesus. She wasn't ashamed of her actions. She wasn't ashamed to show how she really felt about the Lord. And because her attention and her life was focused entirely upon him. You know, today we're living in a world where there's so many things that try to take our attention and really fight for the attention of our life. Some of them are, of course, a little more forceful than others, and they could be so many things that you're dealing with today as you're kind of just preparing for your day ahead. I want you to think about that. You know, sometimes it could be our family members that might be, maybe they're coming against you and stopping you from going to church services, or it could be some friends in your life that want you to hang out with them a little longer and kind of, you know, fight for your attention when you should be doing other things. They're pulling you away from the priorities of your life. It could be the drive in your heart to excel in your schoolwork and in your studies, which is fantastic. And yet sometimes that can take our attention away from our faith in God if we're not balanced in it and really trusting God. But, you know, I want you to think about one thing, that Jesus loved us so much that he put everything on the line and laid down his life to bring us back to God, that you and I were his number one priority. He endured shame. He endured hardship and pain and punishment, not thinking about himself because we were his priority. He left heaven for us. And so today, as you think about this story of this young lady that really put Jesus number one in her life, I think in the same way we should honor him by making him our top priority as well. All over the world, people still talk about what this lady did, because what she did in that just few moments with Jesus was she let the entire world know who he really was to her and what she thought about him. And so as you go about your day, I want to challenge you to put God first in your life. Put your faith in him in everything you do. Put his way first. Put his kingdom first. And let it be known, even publicly in your life, the priorities of your life, because of what you think about Jesus, how important he is for you. Come on, God has a great plan for you. You'll never lose out to anyone as long as you put God first in your life.